Welcome to the OU International Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Shlishi, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, the first day of the month of Tammuz. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, and we always appreciate your support, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to introduce Rabbi Eliyahu Rabovsky, Mora d'Asra of the Young Israel of Boca Raton in sunny Boca Raton, Florida, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Rabovsky reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130. And Rabbi Rabovsky will conclude with the Mishnah Berachah L'Cholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Rabovsky.
Thank you so much, Naftali, and I want to thank the OU for this masterful program and all that they do for us. And I want to talk about this call. It's my message of encouragement to all of us today. I think this call is really emblematic of something that's really, really important, a real powerful tool all the time, especially these times. And it's born out in the very beginning of this week's parsha, this week's portion, Korach. The Torah says that Korach took, and the Torah doesn't really say who he took or what he took. Vayikach Korach. So Rashi says, Lokach es atzmo, he took himself to one side, nechlak mitocha eda, separated from the community, in order to lay claim about the priesthood. And he was upset that Moshe had picked his brother Aaron to be the Kohen Gadol, according to one interpretation, and he felt that he was deserving of that. It seems from Rashi and the commentaries on Rashi that the Torah is telling us that Korach was able to launch his rebellion only because he separated himself first from the community. He took himself. This taking was not a physical taking. He didn't grab his body and put it somewhere. It was an attitudinal thing. He mentally, psychologically separated himself from the community. And it seems that that was a necessary prerequisite for the rebellion. In other words, as motivated as Korach was to want the position of Kohen Gadol, as envious as he was of Aaron, as upset as he was about Moshe's conduct, but he could not have done what he did had he not first separated himself from the Eda, from the community. He had to go through that process. Only then, once he psychologically viewed himself as apart from them, then he could launch the rebellion. We learned something very powerful from this, and that is that being part of a group is a very powerful thing. As long as Korach was part of Klal Yisrael, as long as he viewed himself as part of the Jewish people led by Moshe Rabbeinu, he could have gripes, he could have complaints, but he would not be able to launch a rebellion. In order to launch a rebellion, you got to be separate. You've got to extricate yourself from it. So we see from here the power of being part of a group. It's a very powerful thing. When I'm part of a group, there's a certain subordination to that group. And, of course, it's a dangerous thing if the group is a negative group. But what a powerful thing it is when that group is a positive thing, when that group is a group that gathers together under the banner of Torah. Sometimes people wonder, what's the value of a membership? A membership in the shul, the membership as being a member of the Orthodox Union? What's the value of being a donor to a yeshiva, a Torah school in a community? I can't give that much money. Every time we do those things, we have those memberships, we have those connections, we're forging a bond with wonderful people. And that is a great insurance policy to keep us on that path of being subordinated to Torah. And so when you call in at 1 o'clock, the day in and day out, and anytime you call in, it's a statement. I'm part of this group. I want to be part of this group. I want to hear some words of inspiration. I want to say Tehillim. I want to pray together. I'm part of this group. The power of that is something we can never fully estimate. It's so worthwhile. It's so important. And we should all be energized by the accomplishment of this call in and of itself, its longevity, and our participation in it. We will now say Tehillim together. We're going to begin with Perek Chof, chapter 20. Lam Natseach, Mizmor L'David. Yancha Adonoi, B'yom Tzora. Yisagevcha, Shem, Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach, Ezracha Mikodesh, Umitzion Yisodeka. Yizkor, Kol min chosecha, ve'olascha yedashne sela. Yiten lecha chilvovecha, v'cho atsoscha yimalei. Neranina bishuasecha, uveshem Eloheinu nidgol. Yimalei Adonoi kol mishalosecha. Ato yodati ki hoshia Adonoi mishicho. Yanehu, Mishmei Kodsho, Bigvuros, Yesha Yemino, Eile Vorechev, Ve'ele Vasusim, Vanachnu, B'Shem Adonoi, Eloheinu Naskir, Hema Koru, Vinofolu, Vanachnu, Kamnu, Vanisodod, Adonoi, Hoshia, Hamelech, Yanenu Viyom Koreinu. We turn to Perek Chof Zion, chapter 27. L'David, Adonoi Ori V'yishi Mimi Iro, Adonoi Mo'oz Chayai Mimi Efchod, Bikrov Olai Mireim Lecho Esbisori Sorai V'oi Vaili Hema Koshlu V'nofolu Im tachane olai machane, lo yiro libi, im tokum olai milchomo, bezos anivoteach. Achas shoalti me'es Adonoi, oso avakesh, shifti beveis Adonoi, kol yemei chayai, lachazos benom Adonoi, ulevaker beheicholo. Ki yitzpeneni besuko, Yom Ro'ah, Yastireni, Eseser, Olo, Bitsur, Yerom Meneni, Vato, Yorum, Roshi, Al, Oibai, Sevivo Sai, the Ezbecha, the Olo, Zivche Srua, Oshira, Vazamra, Adonoi. Shema Adonoi, Koli, Ekra, Vichoneni, Vaneni. Lecha amar libi, bakshu fonoi, es ponecho Adonoi avakesh. Al taser ponecho mimeni, al tad ba'av avdecho. Ez rosi hoyiso, al ticheni, ba'al tazveni, Elohe yishi. Ki ovi v'ini azovuni, va'adonoi ya'asveni, horeni. Adonoi darkecha, unecheni, peorach mishor, lemand shoreroi. Al titneni, benefesh tsoroi, ki komu, vi, eide, sheker, vifeach, chomos. Lule Hamanti, Liros Bituv Adonoi, Be'eretz Chaim, Kaveh al Adonoi, Chazak, Be'ametz Libecha, Be'kaveh el Adonoi. We turn to Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shira Malos, Mimam Hakim, Kirosicha Adonoi. Adonoi, Shima V'koli, Tiena Oznecha Kashivos, Lekol Tachanunoi. Imavonos Tishmoya, Adonoi, Mi Yaamod. Ki Imcha Haslicha, Leman Tivore. Kivisi Adonoi, Kivisa Nafshi, Velidvoro Hocholti. Nafshi La Adonoi, Mishomrim Laboker. Shomrim Laboker. Yachel, Yisrael, El Adonoi. Ki im Adonoi hachesed, deharbe imo fedus. Vehu, yifdeh, es Yisrael, mikol avonosov. We'll say the Mishaberach for Cholim at this point, and pause for insertion of names for those we're praying for. Mishaberach Avisenu, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, who Yivarch, Virape, Esacholim. Bavur, Shekol HaKol, Mispalin Bavurom, Bishar Zeh HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yemalei Rachnim Aleihem, Lachlimam Ulaposam Ulachazikam Ulachayosam, V'yishlach Lohem Mehera, Refuah Shlema Min HaShemayim, L'chol Evareyem Ulachol Gideyem V'soch Shar Chole Yisrael, Refuah Sanefesh Urefuah Saguf, Hashta Bagolo V'zman Koriv, V'nomar Amen, and we say together, Achenu, Kol, Beis, Yisrael, Hanesunim, Bitzara, Uvishivya, Haomdim, Bein, Bayom, Uvein, Baya, Bosha, Hamakom, Yerachem, Alehem, Biotziem, Mitzara, Lir, Bocha, Umeafela, Leora, Umishibud, Ligaula, Hashta, Bagola, Uvisman, Kariv, Ben Omar, Omen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Hrabovsky. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova. May the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Wednesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, for Words of Inspiration, Rabbi Mark Fishman of Congregation Beth Tikva in Quebec, Canada. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.